Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A very good Tuesday to you. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance or your current home, Rocket can. By now you know this. All right, nice to have you here. Let me lay it out for you. Good show for you. I've got three interviews. I've got open phone lines. Lots of real estate for you. If you want in, go ahead. You know where to find me. Same old drill, but a new show. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. Our first interview is not until 40 past hour number one, so you can get through right now. In fact, do it. Do it. Coming off a really interesting Monday night game in the sense that, what do you know, Aaron Rodgers is not washed. Some of you idiots really need to come here and own that. Telephone number again, 1-800-636-8686, or hit me up on social media at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Coming up at 40 past, I've got a quarterback with North Carolina, Sam Howell. Second hour, wide open, no interviews. In hour number three, I've got two interviews, a former NFL exec and a three-time Super Bowl champ, Scott Pioli, top of the third hour. Also in hour number three, a linebacker with the Baltimore Ravens, Odafe Owe. He had a huge game, and we will have him in the final segment of the show today. Once again, 1-800-636-8686. Why don't we start with a recap of what went down last night? In fact, let me open this thing up with a very simple quote from Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers after last night's game.
I just think people like to say a lot of bullshit, and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that.
Bam! Have some. And that's for all of you who are cracking back on him last week. Everybody who thought that he was washed, or done, or bitter, or disinterested, or that the offseason bled into the regular season, and that he was finished, and so were the Packers. Quote, people like to say a lot of bull bleep. People like to say a lot of bull bleep is pretty much the truest thing ever said. I mean, seriously, ever. That's just a fact. People do like to say a lot of bull bleep. And there was a metric ton of bull bleep being shoveled at Rodgers and the Packers after last Sunday.
People like to say a lot of bull.
He's right. People do. Now, if you saw Green Bay play New Orleans in week one and said anything along the lines of Aaron Rodgers is done, Aaron Rodgers quit on his team, Aaron Rodgers is mailing it in. If you said anything like that, go ahead and take it back. Go ahead and apologize. Go ahead and take a lap and then never do it again. But I know you won't. I know you won't. And I know you'll just wait until the next time he has a bad game, or Tom Brady has a bad game, or any of the all-time greats have a bad game. And then you'll come flying right back in with some oh-so-fresh take about how Rodgers is already packing his bags, or about how Brady is old, and so on and so on. I mean, that Rodgers take last week was a horrible take then, and it's an even dumber take right now. But Rodgers knows that that's all part of the business now.
I think that there's even more now than when I started playing. There's so many overreactions that happen on a week-to-week basis. So it's nice to come out, have a good performance, and get the trolls off our back for at least a week.
I get it. Look, I get it. Trolls are a part of the business. Trolls are a part of life. You know, say some bull bleep, get attention, rinse, repeat. I mean, no shortage of folks who can't wait to tell you somebody is washed or finished in an attempt to get you to look at them, react to them, and try to position themselves as the smartest guy in the room. When in reality, they're among the dumbest. And then they're forgotten the second they're proven to be incredibly wrong. The guy went into last week as the reigning league MVP. He had one bad game, and suddenly he was done, washed, finished, and so was his team. In the eyes of dopes worldwide. This is Aaron bleeping Rodgers we're talking about, not Chad Henne. And no, I'm not saying the Packers were great last week. Far from it. Nobody would. But there is a difference between a bad game and a bad team, a bad game and a bad quarterback, a bad game and a quitter who quit on his team because of differences that he may have with the front office. And if you can't tell the difference, sit the hell down, back in the bleeping shallow end where you belong. But if you were one of those dopes who was running that garbage, how you feel right about now? Tell me. How does 22 for 27 for 255 yards and four touchdowns sound? Does that sound like a guy who's washed? Does that sound like a guy who's just counting down the days until he can get to a team that he actually does care about and that he wants to play for long term? Let me answer that for you. Hell no.
Hell no.
Did you really think that this guy was not going to show up and be huge last night? Because you should have known that that's exactly what was going to happen. Because that's what he's done every single time they've lost in recent years. He bounces the hell back every freaking time. He's now 7-0 in the games following a loss since Matt LaFleur arrived. And in the last five of those games, he's had four touchdowns and no picks in every single game. So maybe your reports of his demise were a little premature. Maybe your take was a little idiotic. I mean, does this look like a guy who's mailing it in?
Rodgers steps and fires. Adams is there and he's got it. Perfect rainbow from Aaron Rodgers to Devontae Adams working on the rookie.
Perfect. Does that look like a guy who's washed and doesn't give a damn? Of course not. That looks like the guy who's doing the kind of thing that only he can do. I mean, I've always maintained that Aaron Rodgers is not just a great quarterback. He's the kind of quarterback who makes you pay attention. Because every single time he takes the field, there is a chance that you're going to see something that you've never seen before. A damn good chance that you'll see something that nobody else can do. And that moment came last night with this frozen rope to Robert Tonyan.
Shotgun snap, four-man rush. Rodgers sets, catches, and throws a line drive down the middle. Caught in stride. Pass mark, goal line, touchdown. Robert Tonyan, the tight end. A 22-yard laser thrown by Aaron Rodgers.
That's Westwood One, and that was an absolute dime. You know how many people in the history of the planet can throw that ball? Let me answer that for you. Not many. Not many at all. The number of people who'd have the guts to throw that ball is pretty low. The number who'd have the guts to throw it and then actually execute it is even smaller. But Rodgers did it, and it was just another pass in a night full of absurd passes. I also want to point out that Aaron Jones was every bit as good as Aaron Rodgers last night, 115 yards from scrimmage, four touchdowns. Hell of a night for that guy, and he deserves a ton of love. This is a big, big Aaron Jones house. Except Jones was not getting quite the level of crap that Aaron was last week. And that's why it's all about Rodgers this morning, because there were plays like this one as well.
Rodgers off the back foot. What a catch by Adams. Went up to get it. Comes down at the 11, gain of 22. And the Packers are in business.
ESPN on that call. Again, just go find some rooftop and scream that Rodgers just doesn't give a damn anymore. Just doesn't have it anymore, that he wants the hell out of Green Bay, and that if they don't give him what he wants, he'll just take his ball and go home. Do that for me. Find that rooftop. Scream that. Or find that rooftop and just jump off. Because again, we're talking about the league MVP. We're talking about a guy who's got 16 years under his belt. You play that long, you're going to have a game or two you'd like back, right? You play that long, you're not going to fall apart, though, overnight and just forget how to play the game. And Rodgers certainly didn't. He proved every troll wrong, and he's right. People do like to say a lot of bull bleep, because that's what trolls do. They sling bull bleep. That's what makes them trolls. You'd have to be a complete moron not to think that this guy was going to bounce back and have a huge night after week one. And that's exactly what he did. As you had to know he would.
People like to say a lot of bull.
People do. Like to say a lot of bull bleep. And to my guy, Dan Campbell. Big dude, this is not on you. You and your team just happen to be on the tracks of an Aaron Rodgers scorned convoy. Your guys played hard. There are definitely no turds there.
There's no turds here.
There are no turds there.
There's no turds here.
No shame in that. You just ran into the wrong guy at the wrong time. 1-800-636-8686.
Get the trolls off our back for at least a week.
The trolls owe this guy an apology, but I know it's not coming. He knows it's not coming. He's just waiting for the next bad game. So I want to get into that. We'll talk some more about that. Some other things that I would like to talk about. Jags, Falcons. How about these two franchises taking to Twitter? Man, that got really weird. Really weird and really corny. Then you've got the Bears and their quarterback situation. Also really weird. Actually, not even weird, just incompetent. I mean, coach, you got to do better than that. Lots of things in regarding quarterbacks around the NFL. Some guys busted up, some guys battered, some guys not playing well, and a few controversies. Hey, how about the Manning boys? You check them out. I understand that Monday Night Football has had a bit of an issue the last few years trying to find the right combination. However, they may have found it with Pinky and Eli. That's a must-watch TV now. Have to give them credit. That's been really interesting for the first couple of weeks. So, again, your cell phone number is toll-free. It's 1-800-636-8686. If you want to hit me up on any of this on social media, I would encourage that. I'm at Jim Rome on Twitter, at Jim Rome on Instagram. You can email the program, as always, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. And I'm looking for your feedback. Got Sam Howell coming up. I've got Scott Pioli coming up in hour number three. Odafe Oweh coming up in hour number three as well. Hey, one more cell phone number before I go to break. This is for our podcast. This is our voicemail phone number. Put this in your phone. I do take your voicemails. 949-385-0447. 949-385-0447. Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. You can save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro and enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more. All with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. You can succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today and find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
All right, so really quickly, one thing. We are an XR4TI member down. We're short right now, so what I want you to do, keep that in mind. If you make a telephone call, hit us up. We're kind of multitasking here. Stay after it. 1-800-636-8686. It's like a lot of businesses right now. They may not get to the phones right away, but they will get to the phones. 1-800-636-8686. Also, if you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times, right? The stock market, all-time highs every single day, almost. U.S. debt, never higher than right about now. The dollar losing its value. Let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 08. Remember what happened in 08? I remember that year really well. So how do you protect your money? How do you protect your retirement? How do you protect your savings? Well, like many people, many of us are turning to Old Faithful. That way we protect ourselves during these difficult times. With real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group. The kind you can actually hold right in your hands and have in your IRA account. There is no better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-899-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call Oxford Gold at 833-899-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and your retirement. 833-899-GOLD. All right, quickly, some reaction. Ken in SA, Rome, I regret prematurely saying that Aaron Rodgers went belly up. I apologize for talking bull bleep. Sincerely, Ritt.
Went belly up as well. So,
just as Ritt has not apologized for burying Tom Hanks, none of you morons who buried Aaron Rodgers after week one are apologizing either. I know this.
People like to say a lot of bullshit.
People do. But trolls don't apologize. That's why they're trolls. Wells tweets, saying bull bleep has nothing on eating horse bleep. Signed, Philly fan. You're not a real fan until you eat horse bleep after a big win. Look at this guy going back to back. He also writes, people may call Aaron Rodgers washed, but nobody's ever called me washed. Signed, Portland woman.
Well, you know what? We got this phenomenon up here in Oregon, and I call it Portland woman. Portland woman, she doesn't shave, she doesn't clean up. They put her on TV. Turn on any Portland channel with the local show. You'll find Portland woman showing off her stuff. Gray hair, no makeup, all the wrinkles to boot, and the clothing is something else. You can see the stain. So, anyways, to Portland woman, please, please, do us all a favor and clean it up. That's all I got, Romy.
Portland woman, a staple. Daniel's not impressed. Quote, wake me up when Rodgers plays well against an NFL team. See what I mean about trolls? The guy completed 81.5% of his passes for four touchdowns, 255 yards in a beatdown. Not to mention, by the way, they were 11.5-point favorites and they covered. And that's still not good enough for some of you trolls. Mike in Mini. You're right, Jimmy. Rodgers doesn't look washed at all. He looks unwashed. The guy needs to bootleg right into a pair of Clippers. All right, we're not talking about hygiene. You know the phrase washed, like wash up, washed, faded, done, finished, past his prime. It's got nothing to do with soap. We're not talking about personal hygiene here. We're not talking about a haircut. No shortage of you wanting to point out and reference dirty people. You know, like the unwashed. Like this guy, for instance. Hey, Rome, Rodgers simply looks unwashed. Signed, Fish Fans.
You definitely have to be on drugs to enjoy fish. If you go to a fish show, the stronger the drugs, the better the show. It's the great unwashed, as they say. You go to the show and it's just people that have not washed in days.
The legendary and iconic Andy Gershon.
Ionic.
Who produced or co-produced the Jim Rome record back in the mid-90s. Who used to run a record label for Richard Branson. Who used to manage the Smashing Pumpkins. A tastemaker. The brilliant and Ionic Andy Gershon, Ionic. Back in the day on this show, talking about the, quote, unwashed fish fans.
Personally, I wouldn't be at a fish concert. I'd rather poke my eyes out with a hot poker. I'd actually rather watch the Kansas City Chiefs against Tennessee get crushed this weekend over and over and over than go to a fish show.
You have to understand about this guy, right? This is not just like some rando who came in to crush fish. This is an extremely well-regarded record executive. At least he was back in the day. Andy Gershon's like a Renaissance man, and he's an enormous Chiefs fan. But he has run major record labels. He has managed major bands. He has produced major records, including mine. And that's what he had to say about fish. My point is, unwashed, like dirty, like not clean. Like this guy. Hey, Jim, Rodgers is washed. Brady is washed. I wish I could wash. Signed, IRA. All right, it's just a phrase. It's a phrase. It's for people who said that the guy had nothing left. And even worse than saying that Aaron Rodgers had nothing left, but rather that he didn't give a damn, that he didn't care, that he quit on it, that he quit on them, that he quit on his team, that he let it get personal, that he let all that drama of the offseason seep into the way he prepared and played. Or even worse, that he got so caught up in this whole Zen thing that now he's just too laid back. I mean, just all was bullcrap. He's right. People will say a lot of bull bleep.
People like to say a lot of bull.
It's the NFL, right? Guys have bad games. Guys have bad weeks. I'm not saying that that was not a bad game or a bad week. I'm saying that does not make for a bad quarterback or a bad guy or a bad team. It was just a bad take. That's what it was. Hey, Jim, Rodgers is washed. We are not. Signed Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. All right, that's enough. That's enough. You've twisted the phrase up completely. You're not understanding what we're doing with this. Try the telephones. 1-800-636-8686. Phone lines are open. Once again, I've got the quarterback for North Carolina, Sam Howell, coming up at 9:40. Scott Pioli is going to make a return to the jungle. That's in hour number three. That second hour is wide open. It's wide open right now. Other topics today that I want to get to. Man, the Jags. What a weird, weird tweet. You see that tweet they went with on Sunday night where they tried to make their fans feel better, a lot better about everything? Yeah, well, it didn't. I want to talk about a number of the quarterback situations around the NFL. You see where Tyrod Taylor got hurt. So the question now, since Tyrod Taylor got hurt, does that mean Deshaun Watson is going to get the call for the Texans? That's not what that means. That's definitely not what that means. I'm here to tell you, I will play quarterback for the Texans before Deshaun Watson plays quarterback for the Texans. And no, it's not like he's been banned. It's not like he's been prohibited. It's not like the league won't let it happen. It's not like he's hurt. It's just that he's not going to play. That's pretty clear. We don't need to update that on the weekly. I will play for them before he plays for them. There's another question, and it involves Chicago Bears. Who are they going to play at quarterback? Andy Dalton's hurt. So does that mean that Justin Fields is now the starter? Yeah, well, whatever you do, don't ask Matt Nagy that. Matt's not prepared to answer that question yet. For some reason, that guy was not prepared to answer the only question that mattered. And the only question that mattered that he knew was coming, and he still gave one of the worst answers of all time. That doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. And on Monday Night Football, have you switched over yet? Have you switched over from the main broadcast to the main telecast to the other one? The one being hosted by Pinky and Eli. Where they're just kind of shooting the bleep. Doing a couple of interviews, talking a little bit of junk, and it's getting better and better week by week. It actually is a really good watch and a really good idea. I was a little skeptical, but that was actually one of the better decisions. So if you're watching any of that, I want to get your thoughts on that as well. One more thing you want to do. Remember, the Jim Rome podcast is coming up on Wednesdays. I've got one that's still live, episode 189 with Chad Pennington. That's from last week, but that's going to be up for one more day. You want to get hit. You want to check that out because he's got thoughts on how to develop young quarterbacks right now. We take a look back on his career, what it was like to play with Randy Moss, all of that. That's episode 189 with Chad Pennington, and that's still live. So something else to keep in mind. I'm going to take a short time out right here. I've got a bomb of the hour sports update for you. Next segment, North Carolina quarterback Sam Howell. Second hour is wide open. Scott Pioli coming up in hour number three. Odafe Owe in the third hour as well. Here is your bottom of the hour sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Time.
I have North Carolina quarterback Sam Howell coming up in a few moments. Quick reminder for you in the meantime, Saturday on CBS, a full afternoon of college football gets underway at noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific with Mountain West action between undefeated Utah State and Boise State. Then at 3:30 Eastern and 12:30 Pacific, the SEC on CBS features number 7 Texas A&M going up against number 20 Arkansas. Great matchup there. That's all coming up Saturday on CBS. So Sam Howell coming up momentarily. Let me start a thought on the NFL. So Sunday was absolutely brutal on quarterbacks in terms of some guys having really terrible games and other guys getting just physically battered. So I mentioned there's an update on Tyrod Taylor. He's going to miss a few weeks with a hamstring injury. He's definitely going to miss Thursday's game against the Panthers because of that injury. So if you thought that meant that Deshaun Watson was finally going to come out of the, quote, other category, Watson, as they've been listing him on the depth chart, and then make his season debut finally, you could not have been more wrong. That's not happening. And that is just not going to happen. That's never going to happen. He does not want to play for the Texans. The Texans do not want him to play for them. How hard are they working to make sure that he doesn't play for them? How hard? This hard. They're going to start Davis Mills Thursday night. How hard? This hard. They're going to call up Jeff Driscoll from the practice squad. They've got a 3-time Pro Bowl quarterback and the guy who led the league in passing last year on the roster, but they're probably going to go with a rookie and a journeyman as their quarterbacks this week. Now, if I told you at this time a year ago that this is how this would play out, man, you would have never believed it. If I told you that the Texans would have a healthy Deshaun Watson available, but would instead go with Davis Mills and have Jeff Driscoll back him up, you would have thought that I'd gone insane. And I would have thought so too. But that is literally how strange and how weird this situation is. He can play technically. He can. But he won't play in reality. There are 22 active lawsuits pending against him, but it's not like the league has said you can't play him. The league still has not ruled on anything, but he's still not going to play. And again, if you're surprised by that, you shouldn't be. Nobody should have seen that Taylor injury and thought, oh, I wonder if that means Deshaun Watson's going to play now. What does that mean for Watson? It doesn't mean anything for Watson. He's in a state of limbo. So is that team. They're both on ice when it comes to this situation, and that's just not changing. At this point, it's pretty clear this guy has played his last down for the Texans. Like, every single person who has ever played quarterback in the NFL could get injured, and they would still find somebody not named Deshaun Watson to start next week. As I said, I will be under center for the Texans before Deshaun Watson is. So we don't need a weekly update on that story. Just let us know if anything changes. But there is no need for the regular updates on Deshaun and the Texans. No need to wonder how this is going to impact Deshaun Watson. It's not. He doesn't want to play for them. They don't want him playing for them. I will be there before he is. And I've never taken a single snap. However, there is one team that does need a regular update. Not the Texans, but there is one team that does need a regular quarterback update, and that is the Chicago Bears. Because Andy Dalton left Sunday's game with a knee injury, and Justin Fields replaced him. So exactly what does that mean? Where does that leave them? Does that mean the Justin Fields era is about to begin? Is Justin Fields the starter there? And the answer is, let's not get into that.
Let's not get into that yet.
I mean, it seemed pretty clear, right, that it is time now to start the clock on him? Not really.
Let's not get into that.
Because Bears coach Matt Nagy answered the question as only he could answer that question.
If Andy's healthy, is he your starter?
If Andy is healthy, is he your starter? That's something that I'm not going to get into with scheme.
That's not scheme.
Of course it is. That's 100% scheme, Brad. That's 100% scheme.
Yeah, actually, Matt, no, it's not. No, it's not 100% scheme. It's not 100% scheme. It's 100% asking the question, Is the guy still your starter if he's healthy? What does scheme have to do with that? How does scheme enter into that?
That's 100% scheme, Brad.
What the hell does that even mean? How does scheme enter into a very simple, straightforward question that seemingly everybody in the world knew was coming except the coach himself? Like, he handled that question so terribly that 5 minutes after the news conference ended, a team official went into the media room to announce that Dalton is still the Bears starting quarterback if he's healthy. According to reports, the team officially stated that Nagy misunderstood the question. Maybe we can run that exchange back. What is to misunderstand about this question?
If Andy's healthy, is he your starter?
If Andy is healthy, is he your starter? That's something that I'm not going to get into with scheme.
That's not scheme.
Of course it is. That's 100% scheme, Brad. That's 100% scheme.
You didn't understand the question. How's that possible? You repeated the question back when it was asked. Well, you understood it. You just didn't answer it. You understood it. You repeated it and then dodged it by saying that it was scheme. And then when you got called out on that dodge, you stood firm in that dodge and called the reporter by his first name.
That's 100% scheme, Brad.
It's scheme. No, it's not. It's 100% scheme, Brad. Let me tell you something about Matt Nagy. He understood the question. He just answered it in a way that only Matt Nagy would answer it, which is to make it more of a mess, a bigger problem, and more complicated than it had to be. Man, you know you've done a terrible job in your press conference if a team PR person has to come running back into the room 5 minutes after that same press conference to answer the one question that mattered most that the head coach did not answer. And that's definitely not making anybody feel any better about that quarterback situation or the head coaching situation. Like, it's one thing to have a quarterback controversy. It's another to have a head coach who doesn't even know how to answer questions about that controversy. Like, how did you not have a good answer locked and loaded for if Andy is healthy, is he your starter? I mean, dude, did you think that that was not going to come up? Did you really think that the press was not going to ask the one question that everybody has been asking since the team drafted Justin Fields? Did you think the day after Andy Dalton was injured that the press would just kind of forget to ask about him and his status and whether or not he was still the starter? Did you think they were not going to ask the only question that mattered? Because it sure seems like the case. It sure seems like you didn't know that was coming. And if you didn't know that was coming, that sure seems like that'd be a terrible move. So then the question is this. Did you just not plan an answer, or did you not have a plan? One is bad. The other is a disaster. Hey, look, I get it. I get it. It's tricky. You would love for the opposition to have to plan for both quarterbacks. In the ideal world, Dalton even would be healthy and starting this Sunday against the Browns because you feel like Fields is not ready yet. That's cool. That's fine. Except that's not the world we're living in right now. So you need to figure out what to do. If Fields starts on Sunday, does Dalton get the job back when he's healthy? Or is it the Justin Fields show? And is that about to start? And it's not going to stop. Hey, whatever you do, don't ask Matt Nagy, because apparently that's scheme.
That's 100% scheme, Brad.
Not even apparently, but 100%. I would say
that's
allegedly, but
scheme, Brad.
It's 100% scheme. Yeah, just don't ask this guy, because either he doesn't have a plan or he can't articulate that plan, and neither of those answers are good. It's 100% scheme? Now, you know what that is? That's 100% lame.
That's 100% scheme, Brad.
Man, it's always something in Chicago with quarterbacks, isn't it? Always something. Hey, good luck with that top secret scheme that you're not sharing with anybody that you got cooking against the future Super Bowl winning Browns.
That's 100% scheme, Brad.
That's 100% lame. Man, what a terrible answer. This guy writes, hey, at Jim Rome, what's your problem, radio man? I thought Nagy answered that question perfectly. Yours, Miss Teen South Carolina.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
That's 100% scheme, Brad.
Skedra, what's your problem, radio man? I thought Nagy answered that question perfectly. Yours, Miss Teen South Carolina, wore penis and Cracker Jacks.
Buy me some penis and Cracker Jacks.
At Jim Rome, quote, Jim Rome under center for the Texans. There's the snap and OMG, the quarterback is toast. Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm not going to be under center. My point is...
Oh my God! Quarterback is toast.
Neither is Deshaun Watson, and I will be before Watson is. He doesn't want to play there. They don't want him to play there. We don't need to go over this every single week. Brian and San Pedro, Jim, we understand Matt Nagy's scheme signed the rest of the NFL. Yeah, they do. That's part of the issue, too. That could not have been handled any worse than it was. And this guy goes back to something I said earlier at Bucket Maben, quote, Portland woman, sheesh, you should see our Deep South women. Spittoon in every room. Tells her man or men when, where, and how long their wrestling matches will last and puts lard in every dish. All right, see, here's the thing, Bucket. Portland woman is one thing. Portland woman, that in and of itself was regrettable enough. We don't need Portland Woman 2.0. We don't need the sequel to Portland Woman. We didn't even need Portland Woman. That was bad enough. You're making it worse. All right, so in the meantime, I am efforting Sam Howell. He was going to be at 9:40, but I have not found him yet, so that means I'm still efforting him. Scott Pioli is going to join us in hour number 3. And we'll talk some Ravens football, too. They came up huge. Right when it looked like the Chiefs were still there, kryptonite, they come up with a big win. Also, everybody, I've had enough tweets about penis and Cracker Jacks. I read one. I know you love that song. We've broken the tape down on that. He said peanuts. You think that guy, he may not know who his starting quarterback is, or maybe he does and does not know how to answer the question. I know he knows the words to that song. Okay, fair enough. When we go to review, see, I know what happened. You clones broke out the red challenge flag. When I made the point that, come on, man, the guy knows the words to the song. Peanuts and Cracker Jacks, peanuts and Cracker Jacks. A number of you clones said, nope. Let's go to the review booth. I said, we're not doing that. And then enough of you said it, enough of you threw the proverbial red jungle flag that Alvin went under the hood and he checked it out and he played it for review.
Buy me some penis and Cracker Jack.
Intent has to come into this. He may have physically said it, but you know that's not what he meant to say. Intent needs to factor into this. There needs to be enough evidence to overrule. And to me, there's not. There needs to be enough evidence to overrule the ruling on the field. And the ruling on the field was he knew the words to the song. The guy could not have handled the question about who his starting quarterback was any worse than he did. However, I've got this guy's back on this one. Clones, you lose a timeout.
Buy me some penis. Cracker Jack.
Of course I have the benefit of the replay. Of course I've got every single imaginable angle. We have that here in Southern California. However, there has to be overwhelming evidence to overrule the call on the field, and there is not that, and I'm going to say intent in this case does matter. You lose your timeout. I know you love that song. I know you want to be a certain way. Not on my watch. I've got no problem with it. I know what he meant to say. I know what he did say, but I know what he meant to say. What I have a problem with is him saying, hey, Matt, it's 100% scheme. No, it's not. No, it's not.
That's 100% scheme, Brad.
In fact, you keep saying that, I am going to rule in the clone's favor. Stop changing the words to the song, too, Coach. Come on, man, just answer it. I mean, do we look that dumb? It's the one question that everybody wants the answer to, that everybody knew was coming except that guy. Man, act like you've been here before. Answer the question. Answer the question.
It's 100% scheme.
All right, so looking ahead to hour number two. Let me reset you, clones. You can do better. You need to do better. I'm going to demand that you do better. Pick up the phone. Hit us up. 1-800-636-8686. I want to talk about Peyton and Eli. The Peyton and Eli show on ESPN2. Actually, it's good content. It's a good program, and it's getting better week to week. We will get into that. Third hour is going to be busier, so the next hour is your hour. And I'm still efforting North Carolina quarterback Sam Howell. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. You have your telephone number. You very clearly know where to find me on social. I just need you to do better on social. Stay tuned. We'll come right back.